the girl basically, it turned into me not being allowed to sit at the lunch table, but nobody else had a reason for it. Me and the girl made up. Everything was good. Well, the next day, they all thought I was moving to LA. So they said, "You're not allowed to sit here at this table." And I looked at them and they put the backpack where I usually sit. And I touched her backpack, moved it, and I said, "You can move me if you want me to leave this table because I'm not leaving." So I sat alone at lunch for 3 weeks, and everybody laughed at me and everybody made fun of me.
What is going on? To the beans. What is going on, GoFam LA podcast? We are here with another special guest, another amazing, lovely human today. Do you know who that is?
Do I know who it is? No clue.
Well, you can hear her giggling. And we have our very own special guest today.
Her name's Gigi.
Gigi.
Hello.
Round of applause. Audience, round of applause.
Tyler, that's you.
Okay, Gigi, first question. What's your full name?
Giada Ryan.
Giada?
I always thought it was Gianna.
Yeah, same.
That's what most people think.
What made your parents put the D in there?
My dad thought the chef was hot on the internet.
What?
There's a chef on the internet named Giada, and he thought she was hot.
Wait. So then he named you after someone he thought was hot?
Yeah. And then my middle name, Ryan, is...
Matt Ryan?
Wait, that's your middle name? Giada Ryan? What's your last name?
I try not to share that on the internet.
Why not?
Just for, like, safety reasons.
Does that say...
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Because, like, I mean, my last name is Gavin Magnus. Full name is Gavin Robert Magnus. My IP and my social security number is, no, I'm joking. I mean, what, is that your last name, Tyler Hill? Yeah. Cole Thomas Higgins, that's your full name. So, you just don't put your last name on there for, like, private, like, can I know it, like, off camera? Can I know your last name?
Yeah.
But, like, you won't tell, like, the audience?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it start with? What's the first letter?
A.
Last letter.
O.
That's literally like...
Aldo?
There's a lot of letters in it.
Oh.
Alejandro.
There
is. We'll get to that later. But Gigi, how's LA been treating you?
Good.
Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Ohio.
How's that living in Ohio but coming here to like film? How's that?
It's fun. I'm a very different person in Ohio. I'm not as loud. I'm not as crazy.
You don't like to get like kicked out of stores in Ohio? Or
no, that's where I get kicked out of stores. I just don't have friends in Ohio.
You don't have any friends?
Really?
But you have friends here?
No, because there was a lot of stuff that I used to get bullied a lot. And a lot of kids ruined my reputation in the area I'm from. Mm-hmm. And so I like get followed around the mall and stuff. And like people take pictures.
People just like try to like fuck with you?
Yeah.
Shit?
Yeah, like that's there was a kid crawling behind me like a gorilla at the mall, like making fun of me.
How's that, like, what was he trying to make fun of? Like
my, like, social media and stuff. And
crawling behind you
these one girls, I got in a huge fight with them. And
did
they
throw
got
hands?
No. Well, I just don't, I there's no reason to. And I'd probably win, so.
Yeah.
But... they took someone else's phone to find my location, told them they were friends with me, and then followed me around the mall the rest of the time videotaping me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so now, weird, bro.
I never had that with, like, because I was bullied in school, too. Not, like, to, like, a super large extent, but I was still, like, fucked with in school and, like, picked on, you know, to a certain extent. But I've never had someone, like, follow me around in, like, public places. What's that like? Like, how does that make you feel?
Well, I don't go a lot of places.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm sure you don't, you know, go out to those places as often now.
Yeah. And when I do go, I go during school hours, so when they wouldn't go. So odds are, like, lower. But during summer, I try and stay away from the mall because that's the main place people hang out. Yeah, it's just little things, like... if people see me in public and they don't like me, I kind of just, like, they'll harass me. And I almost put a restraining order on these people because...
How do you like...
Can you share what happened?
I mean, like, what do you mean?
Like, with the restraining order? Like, what happened?
Well, I wasn't, like... We gave them a warning and they stopped doing it because I haven't seen them in public places. But, like, they were slurring my name all over the internet and, like, we had to get it deleted really fast because there was a bunch of, like, fake Snapchats of me saying a bunch of slurs and bad things that were made by other people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, and, like, somebody slammed my head into a locker at school.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to get into. It says, like, because we have, like, a bunch of questions, obviously, to get to know you better. And, like, mm-hmm. Goat Fam and everyone watching, like, the viewers. Mm-hmm. That was one of the things that was written down, I think, from your mom or whoever gave us the questions to, like, mm-hmm. ask you about. Tell us, like, about that, like, what happened, like, during, like, your school years and stuff like that.
Well, so in fifth grade, my best friend, like, she was my favorite person ever. We went on vacation, and she started calling me a lesbian. And I was like, I'm not, I'm straight.
Was that just like a rumor?
Yeah. So it started as a rumor and it went around school when we came back, and this is my best friend. So everybody believed her, mm-hmm. like everybody thought it was real. And in Ohio, they're very conservative. So nobody, I'm not, but they didn't accept it. And yeah. So.
Is that because of the area you were from?
Yeah. So
it's just like a not a socially acceptable thing type of.
So nobody really socially accepted it, and that was the end of fifth grade. Fifth grade kind of ended; it died off. So I thought sixth grade comes around, and this boy gets involved. Well, this boy was like the most popular kid, you could say, and so everybody wanted to like had a crush on him. Everybody liked him. Well, I didn't because I didn't. I just...
Because of, like, the way he treated you?
Yeah, because he went around the school telling everybody I was a lesbian, calling me the F slur. Like, it got bad to where, like, people were, like, coming up to me and wouldn't leave me alone and, like, following me around, like, making fun of me. Somebody knocked my book. Like, he came up to me and said, "You F slur," smacked my books out of my hand, and then, like, laughed at me. And then the whole school, not the whole school, but like a big group of kids crowded around my locker one day and I didn't understand why. And a different kid, I turned around and there was a locker in my face and there was a big scar like all up my face for a long time. And the school basically wouldn't do anything about it. And they told me that because it's not a racial slur, it didn't matter. And the cameras were all of a sudden turned off, mm-hmm. even though there's a camera pointing at my locker.
And can I ask you, are you still in public school?
No.
No?
I.
How long have you not been going to public school?
So sixth grade got cut short. Seventh grade, I took a break. Well, eighth grade, I went back. Everybody loved me because they were trying to be friends with me because I had followers on Instagram.
Yeah, you had a status mm-hmm. to you.
And in Ohio, that was, like, a big deal to people. Well, I saw it as they wanted to be friends with me, and the people that were originally making fun of me wanted to be friends again. So I was friends with them. And, well, that bit me in the ass because a little later on, I wasn't posting them, and I wasn't giving them the attention they wanted necessarily, and I started coming to L.A. Well, they were convinced I was moving. So they said, because you're moving, you can't be friends with us anymore. So I sat at the table. She was like, "You called me boy crazy." I was like, "What do you, like, we joke about it, yeah." And she was like, "Well, at least I'm not lesbian," directing it towards me because she knew everybody was making fun of me for it. And I told the girl, I slammed my hands on the table, told her to go to hell, and left the room.
Really?
So then everybody else took it as their problem. And these girls were not, like, religious before. And all of a sudden they were because I said it to them. Mm-hmm. Like, actually, they told me some interesting things about how they didn't agree with it, which is fine if you do or you don't. I don't swing either way, but it just was interesting how they all of a sudden cared after I said something, because it felt like a personal attack, and they knew that, and that's why she said it, and she even admitted it on the phone after saying it. And so we figured it. Have you
spoken to any of these people, like, recently, or are you just kind of...
No, they've been cut off for a year and a half and still follow me. Or, like, they still, like, try and get my accounts banned and stuff.
Really? So they're, like, are they, like low-key haters? Like, they want to see, like, your downfall type shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the girl, basically, it turned into me not being allowed to sit at the lunch table, but nobody else had a reason for it. Me and the girl made up. Everything was good. Well, the next day, they all thought I was moving to LA. So they said, you're not allowed to sit here at this table. And I looked at them, and they put the backpack where I usually sit. And I touched her backpack, moved it, and I said, you can move me if you want me to leave this table, because I'm not leaving. So I sat alone at lunch for 3 weeks, and everybody laughed at me, and everybody made fun of me. And they made a bunch of edits of me, like with push-up bras, and they were making fun of me because I looked like Barbie or something. It was just really interesting. But I sat at lunch alone for 3 weeks and then decided to leave.
That's crazy how, like, like, I've never, like, had friends that are like, oh, you can't be my friend anymore. Like, just because of, like, some stupid stuff like that. That's actually, like, crazy. I've never even thought about that. And also, like, it's crazy that, like, in different parts of, like, America, like, they're not, like, they care if you're, like, lesbian or something.
Yeah.
Which is, like,
but wild. Nobody wanted to hear me out and say, like, oh, I'm not. But it's because I didn't like the individual, like, the boy. Uh-huh. I didn't like that boy because he had put me through so much drama and, like, trauma to the point where, like, I was sitting up in my room, didn't go to cheer practice, and nobody knew why. Mm-hmm. And I won't say it, but I wasn't feeling the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it almost led to other things. So, yeah, I didn't like the kid like that, so he took it.
Do you think, like, being bullied or mistreated in school, like, built a character for you, like, made you who you are today a little bit? Like, do you think it taught you things that you wouldn't have known?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what? Like what changed since those happened? Like, you don't trust as many people now? Like, are you careful with who you, are you careful with? I'm assuming you're careful with, you know, who you choose to be close with now and who you trust with, like, you know, certain information.
Because
I know that's a big problem that I've had, you know, one, being in the industry and, you know, trusting the wrong people. And just, like, watching out what you say to certain people because they like to just...
like, twist your words.
Twist your words or tell people or tell everyone. And some people just don't know how to keep their mouth shut. So it's just, like, you have to, like, be really careful with who you know, who you're trusting with information that you find private. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I don't have friends in Ohio. And as much as I'd like to, I don't trust enough people. Like, I literally have walked in a room and said nothing, but I've also walked in a room and said everything.
Yeah.
Like, not necessarily in a bad way, just, like, I can either, like, I walk in a room and I have to analyze every person in the room before I'll talk to anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't, like, when I say I don't go anywhere, it's very, like, it's very cut off on where I do go.
Mm. Is that mostly for back home in Ohio? Or not, I'm assuming not out here in LA.
No, out here.
Because I'm sure it's a lot more neutral for you out here.
Yeah, because nobody, like, I have a reputation out there, and I don't have a reputation here.
Yeah, people always hate in your hometown. That's just a thing.
Yeah.
People don't like to see
other people successful.
Yes, but no. People don't like to see other people successful when they were once close with that person and they weren't along for the ride and they missed out on an opportunity they think they had a chance to get onto.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense, right? Makes sense. So kind of steering away from the school and, like, the trauma, you know, by the way, which I'm obviously really sorry that happened. Like, I'm sure that taught you a lot as a person and made you stronger. But we do have some more, like, fun facts about you and some more questions. I'll save the best for last because there's one that I'm really interested on. But you've never been stung by a bee.
No.
I haven't either.
I'm very scared of bees.
Really?
In your 48 years of life, you've never been stung by a bee, Benjamin Button. Really?
That's crazy. I've been stung. I'm allergic to bees. I've been stung like 4 or 5 times.
Have you
times.
Been stung by a bee?
Lots of times. Well, 5 shots. That's why he looks the way he does.
Lots of times.
He attacked a bee's nest when he was like, younger.
Yeah, he actually attacks the hives.
He likes that honey. Wait, I have a question. I have, like, this is off. This is back to other topic, but like on the bullying thing. I was wondering if like that helped you like not take like a lot of people when they say like words and stuff, like not take it to heart, you know, and like just like be able to brush it off and just like, do you think that helped you?
Yeah. Yeah. When people say stuff, I take it more as a joke. And even if it's not, I don't. There are very certain words that hurt, but other than those words, it is what it is.
Can I ask you a question? I was going to say, I'm assuming everyone does that's, you know, has some sort of status or popularity in the industry. Do you find yourself, you know, stumbling upon like hate comments or negative comments under like your posts? How does that affect you? Does that get to you ever? Is that something that you just kind of like don't think about, or does it like, or does it affect you in a certain way?
To be honest, like that kind of, because I've been through so much personal stuff.
Yeah, physical.
Mm-hmm. Like physical, personal in my like it's actually in my face.
Yeah.
Hate comments don't really ever get to me.
That's really good because I've always been that kind of person. I've never ever been able to look at something on my screen and be like, "Oh, Gavin Magnus sucks. This song is terrible," and be like, "Wow, I'm gonna go cry." Like that affected me. I don't know. I've never been able to. Thank you so much. Yeah, I've never been able to look at a hate comment and be like, "Oh man, like that affected me." And I say this all the time in lots of interviews and lots of podcasts and etc. I don't know, just like it's just something that I don't allow it, like my brain just doesn't allow it to affect me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just look at it as until I see the person in real life, the people are fake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
Because if they can't say it to me, then what's the point?
That is a good point.
We heard you had a
it's to be discussed.
To be
that.
Determined. So a little birdie told us that you had a little crush on Jacob. Is that true or false?
I said he was the most attractive in the group.
What do you mean by that?
I think he's most attractive.
Why?
You don't think Cole is?
I'm sorry.
I was shook when I heard that you thought Jake was the cutest in the group. Wait, how old are you again?
14.
That's wild.
You're so young. When you're older, a lot of things will come to you. Like when you're my age, you'll
start. Oh, you're like a year older.
So I'll be your age and
I'm joking.
Wait, is it November? 2 months.
Yeah. When's your birthday?
January.
January. What day?
16th.
16th.
You're 06? Or 08. You're 08?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, I'm 07.
Y'all are young.
What are you, 02?
I'm 03.
You know what he is?
03 Greedo.
He's 83. Oh. 1983.
He's 38, actually.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
Wait.
What do you plan on doing for your birthday?
Down in Ohio.
I don't.
I'm going to get revenge on every.
For my birthday, I've never. I don't know.
To be discussed?
Yeah.
All right, but what makes Jake the most attractive in the group? Like what?
Yeah, what makes him the most attractive in the group?
I don't know. I don't really have a reasoning for it.
So like the jawline?
No. Honestly, I don't really care about jawlines.
Really?
Yes.
Why? Is that what people say to you?
Well,
like about jawlines?
I mean, we don't have jawlines.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Yeah.
No. Well, no, because Jake just has a super nice jawline, so.
No, I don't really know.
I was born with a lot of extra baby fat right here. Of course.
Just wait till you hit puberty, bro. You got it.
Yeah.
At least Tyler's almost there too. At least I don't have to draw on my jawline like this, dude.
I don't draw it.
The beard helps.
It does help.
Yeah, it
right?
sees where it starts, right?
You're so silly. Oh my god.
I think he took that to heart.
It did.
I don't know.
So Jake is the most attractive in the group. That's your final. That's like,
yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Who's the top? Wait, hold on.
This is just going off better, of look, so.
Better question. Okay, based off of looks, top three.
There's only four. What? Oh, wait, there's five.
Top three most attractive.
Out of the five. She's like, Justin.
Oh, no. Okay, here's the thing, though. Like, I don't like, I'm sorry to you. Like, middle parts aren't my thing. Middle parts are... And you both have a middle part.
Who?
You and Justin.
Middle parts aren't your thing?
No.
What's your thing? Curly hair?
No. I mean, it just depends on the person, but I just don't like middle parts.
Wait, so what kind of hair do you like?
Do you like a...
No,
like a,
no.
Like a newborn cut?
Like a shaved head?
No.
Like the little Brian fade?
Ew, no. I don't
what's, know. What's like your preferred hairstyle?
You?
Okay, so I guess curly then. Yeah.
That's what I just said.
No, I know, but like I had to think about it.
What do you have against middle parts? Because from what I've heard, every single girl, whenever I change my hair to like this style, like my old style, mm-hmm. and I'll like snap all the girls like, okay,
it's
well,
just
let me
young,
okay, hold on.
Why.
Yeah, she is young. Let me rephrase it. Not when I snap all the girls and make myself seem
when
like
I snap all my 500
yeah, guys,
hoes
help.
On call,
no,
my booty
when I,
calls.
When I snap girls
my booty
and I
calls.
Like and they like see that I changed my hair, they're like, oh my god, the middle part was way more attractive. Ew, why did you go back to the middle part? It's so funny because like I'll literally send girls like that I'm talking to or something. I'll be like, all right, what should I do? Should I keep the middle part or should I go with like the fluffy hair? And they're always like, ew, no, not the fluffy hair. Do the middle part, the middle part.
Maybe it's a thing in Ohio then, because everybody in Ohio does not like middle parts.
Hey, farm boy, keep dropping that plow. You like farm boys? you like country boys?
No.
No?
Oh, my God.
Put the farm in my bag.
Oh, my God. I went to this fair. I went to this fair, and they're walking around, and like, ugh.
They all had middle parts.
No, I swear. Country boys just walk around, and they like... They look
with their
dirty.
Little cowboy hats.
They just look dirty.
That's true.
They just walk around
I
dirty.
Agree on that though.
No, but I think cowboys are like mad attractive, like personally, like me.
So you date a cowgirl?
I date a cowboy. I mean, yeah, cowgirl.
Yeah. Yeah. You like the boots and stuff?
Yeah, and like the blue jeans.
With like 5,000 sparkles on them when they're like.
Yeah, but they have to have a juicy, fat, voluptuous bootay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, if they don't, they're kind of pointless. They
and
just
like,
look like a
dude,
stud.
Like a white
boy.
Top, a white top with like,
this is very
with like blue jeans and boots. That's a woman. That's a woman. I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay.
It's either that or like super emo goth like chick, you know? Mm. She did have a dumpy low key.
Who, your ex?
Yeah, but she wasn't emo. And she wasn't country.
But she like had an aesthetic that was nice.
Oh, okay.
She had a nice, like, rich aesthetic, and I like.
Oh, okay.
No, like minimalist, like aesthetic, and I like minimalist.
How do
aesthetic.
We go from rich to minimalist?
And like, she low-key was. She was like a crystal girl, and like believed in signs and all that shit. So like, pretty much.
Okay, here's the thing. I like respect the signs, but I don't understand the signs.
Why do you respect them if you don't understand them?
Like I understand
okay, that's
why
like,
people
okay,
go
that,
by.
Okay, that
them.
Was a stupid term. That's like saying, why do you respect this culture if you don't know about them?
Right.
Like, no,
you can,
like,
have, you
no,
can
like,
respect something like, without knowing about it.
Like, why do you, like, when you say, like, respect, I'm saying you, like, do you believe in them?
I mean, like, I don't believe in them
like,
because I don't
them.
Know about them.
Okay, then, yeah. Okay, you don't believe in them.
Like, signs just confuse me.
I need that for
yeah,
my
he kind of needs that.
Because someone in crew.
So, I no longer have my, oh, thank you. Can we get an assistant on my phone?
Your phone? You don't have your phone anymore?
Yeah. Thank you. I got a question. GG.
Okay.
You're obsessed with Larry David and Seinfeld?
Yeah.
You like Seinfeld?
What's
yes.
what I don't know. I don't know what,
you're
I don't know
like
what
a,
either of those
you're
things
like
are.
4 years old. So like That's wild.
I like dry comedy. So
Seinfeld's funny. Yeah. It is funny.
And I won't watch like romance movies and stuff like that, like just make me like it's like ew. Like I don't want to watch PDA.
All the time. Did I cut him off?
I don't know.
Okay. Who is your
Sorry.
Silence that right now.
I'm sorry.
Who's your favorite?
This producer over here is gonna get really mad.
To be honest, my phone keeps like unsilencing and I'm not really sure why.
Who's your favorite YouTuber?
You can say me, it's okay.
Yeah.
No, you can say like your actual favorite one.
No, like I don't watch YouTube.
You what? Like,
really? Isn't that crazy? Because like what I feel do you like watch? You really love Jadeon.
I watch
I think she would because like she like likes getting kicked out of places and like stuff like that. Like that's the same like stuff like Jadeon and Loaf and all those fools do.
Yeah, I
did. You never watched Balin Levine?
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
What?
What?
You never watched Dizzy Dillon?
Do you know who Danny Duncan is?
I mean, like I know he like has the I Love Hot Mom things, but that's all I know about
it. It's the Virginity Rocks, and then he started doing all those other things.
Yeah, but like I don't.
That's wild. I don't like know you don't any. Watch his videos at all.
No.
I gotta show you a Danny Duncan video.
That's crazy. That blows my mind.
Really?
What do you watch?
I mean, like I don't really watch TV. I watch TikTok.
That's wild. What's Class. Your biggest struggle on being on social media? Like, do you do a lot of TikTok, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was your biggest struggle on TikTok?
What would you say is something
you had to like overcome?
Getting banned. Like that's honestly.
What did you get banned from?
You had to overcome getting banned.
No, so the people at home like, they go on and
report you and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
For sexual nudity of a minor. Because I've done it to someone else, so I would know
how to do it. How did you blow up on TikTok?
I wouldn't say I blew up, but like...
How did you get traction on TikTok?
So the first time people like started watching my account was when people were tagging me in the video of me twerking in the runway video in front of Gavin.
I remember that. I was so uncomfy. That was because I didn't know, like, anyone there. I didn't even know you yet, and I was like, bro, what is going on right now?
Well, it was because these girls were, like, yelling at each other. And so I, like, stopped the tension.
You just started twerking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
I was also told to do it, so.
Oh.
They're, like, make it funny.
What would you want to be if you weren't doing social media, what would you want to be when, like, you're older? What do you want for, like, your career?
I wanted to be a lawyer and the president.
And the president?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty. Would you ever try to for president, like, ever later in your life?
I think it's too late now because of my videos.
Oh, yeah. What's your biggest fear?
Fire.
Fire?
Yeah.
That's your biggest fear of all time? Like, the most thing you're ever scared of that can happen in your entire life?
Yeah, my dad's car caught on fire in my driveway.
Mine's dying alone.
And I don't like people my age.
Your biggest fear is 14-year-olds?
Yeah. Or, like, people in my grade because they're so, like, dumb, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. I feel that.
All right, guys, that is going to be it for the visual podcast. I hope you guys did enjoy. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on your
post notifications.
We'll see you guys in the next one. We're cutting the audio only right now, so if you guys do want to continue listening, the Spotify link is in the description.
Make sure to go over to that audio to hear all the juicy secrets.
Bye. All right, back to audio only. We can get. I like the audio only version.
Yeah, because you can feel comfortable. And...
You can get comfortable. Okay, chill. You can get comfortable and you can like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean. You can relax now. So because we're not on camera. Okay. It's just audio.
Mm-hmm.
Cole, do you have a question? You were asking it before.
Oh yeah. Who was your least favorite person from season 2?
I won't say their names, but. There's two of them, and
two of them?
They're sisters, and I just feel like they don't fit in.
Wait, there's two of them and they're sisters?
Yeah.
There's only one group of sisters.
So there's two.
No,
but,
there's
but I
two.
Think I know who we're talking about.
There was two.
Oh, the Dixon sisters?
Yeah.
Damn, why didn't you like them?
I just feel like they didn't fit in, and other reasons.
I don't even know if I ever met them, so.
Did you ever meet them?
I don't think so.
I just have
You beef with them?
No, but...
You just don't think they fit in? You think you're a better fit? You think you're better than them?
Do you think you were a better fit?
I mean, yeah, they're just...
So you're better than them?
At least from what I've met them. Like, I filmed a lot with them. And they were just very... didn't agree with a lot of things.
Oh. Can you tell us?
We're very conservative.
Can you tell us who your favorite influencer right now is?
Brit Barbie.
Who's that? What'd you do?
You don't know who Brit Barbie is?
No.
Period Ag Girl?
No.
Oh, my God. I love Brit Barbie.
Period Ag Girl?
Period Ag, period Ag, period Ag, period Ag. Yeah, that girl.
No. That is crazy. You actually like that person?
I think she's stupid. That's why I like her.
That's your favorite? Really? That's so weird.
That's odd.
My favorite people are like funny people.
Yeah, she is funny. I make fun of her.
No, but like
people that I genuinely enjoy.
Like I'd want to like hang out with.
Oh, yeah. I would want to hang out with her.
To make fun of her?
No.
You literally just said you made fun of her. That's why it's funny.
Like I made fun of the song, but like she's funny.
Can you perform the song for us right now?
Please, no.
Yeah, just sing hand gestures too.
Period, 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 period.
Is that girl that has that song? The bag is the Just in Fashion Network.
Yeah.
Just in case you're curious. Ew, I saw that and I like blocked her, I'm pretty sure. I was like, that is so annoying.
She commented.
It popped up on my For You page and I'm pretty sure I blocked that fucking page.
I commented on her video. I was the first person to comment and I was so excited.
That is silly. Yeah. If you had a box, one person in the group.
Ooh. Who is GT taken?
Who would you want to box?
The ring.
Who? Like in the group?
In Goat Fam. Who would you want to box?
Who would it be?
Abriel.
Wow. Really? We should do that next episode, Goat Fam LA boxing. Oh
my God, we should.
Girl boxing.
Why not guys?
Because I mean,
me and Justin go at it.
Because you have to realize, like, all the girls are much closer in age than the guys. Because I mean, I'm like the youngest dude. It's like 15, 17, 19, 17, 19.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I should box Justin though.
You want to box Jake?
Yeah, I'll box Jake.
You won't.
Yeah, I would. Jake Paul, I'd mess him up.
Who in this room thinks they could take Jake Paul in a fight?
I don't think.
I feel like he could body slam me, so it's unfair.
I think you could take him. Dude, are you excited for that Andrew Tate little Jake?
Oh, who do you got, Andrew Tate or Jake Paul?
I mean, Jake Paul's a professional boxer, isn't he?
Yeah, Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate's a world champion, 2-time kickboxing champion.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Andrew Tate boxes?
He's a
kickboxing.
Well, he's retired. He's been retired for like 5 years or 3 years.
Andrew Tate's the one that like is Alvin and the Chipmunks, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm looking up Andrew Tate because I think he was on Alvin and the Chipmunks.
You don't know who Andrew Tate is?
How is your favorite influencer, period, period, but like,
you don't know who the most Googled man on the earth is?
No, I just like don't know what he looks like.
He's bald.
Yeah, so it is him.
And he's on Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was. He was in Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, he was the music producer. No. Yeah, him.
Mr. Producer.
Here, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Make all the best songs.
Freak. Wait, who is this? Armani Tate. I don't know who that is.
No, Andrew Tate.
I know. I got bored of looking it up, so I stopped.
Where was he in?
He was in Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, no. I know who you're thinking of, and it wasn't him.
It wasn't?
That's not the same dude. Yeah, no. Wait. Here, let me see.
They're not the same person? Let me see. No way. Andrew Tate. Yeah, that's the guy in Alvin and the Chipmunks, right? No. I'm looking up the guy from Alvin and the Chipmunks, and we're going to put them side by side.
This is the music producer.
Yeah, he looks nothing like Andrew Tate.
This dude looks nothing like Andrew Tate.
That's what he looks like?
That's not Andrew Tate.
I know.
But that's the music producer.
I thought he looked a lot different.
You make all the best.
I haven't watched Alvin and the Chipmunks in like 7 years, okay? I was convinced.
And look at Andrew Tate. Look at this glorious specimen of a human.
Do you like...
No. You gotta show her a good video. Do you think this man is attractive?
Do you like Andrew Tate?
I'd suck the meat. I mean...
Do you think this man's attractive, Andrew Tate?
God, no.
He is so hot. He is so hot.
I mean, his abs are nice, but like he's bald. That's not attractive.
Show me a young picture like of like boxer Tate.
Dude, he was not attractive when he was younger.
Yeah, he wasn't.
You really don't think he's attractive?
I mean, like, he's
a multi-millionaire.
That's great for Andrew Tate.
But he's bald.
He is bald. That's weird.
Damn, you wouldn't. I don't want to slide.
I don't.
If
like,
that you're blows of age, my you mind. Slide.
Dude, he's a crazy physique.
And he's like, I don't know.
All he does is push-ups too.
That's great for Andrew Tate. Crazy. Maybe you guys should start doing push-ups.
We should.
On God, we should.
You know what's crazy is he actually said he was like, I don't. He's like, I don't. He's like, I just do.
All he does is he just boxes and does.
Yeah, he literally just boxes. No, he does like 1,000 a day.
1,000 a day.
Then why did he quit? Wait, why did he quit boxing?
He's like 34. He retired. He just retired.
He got old.
Yeah, bro. You know, he literally said he tried heavyweight lifting for the first time like last week, and he like messed his shoulder up because he only used to do like lightweight training.
Mm-hmm. So you guys, are you guys fans of Andrew Tate?
No comment.
No comment.
But I do hope he wins against Jake Paul just because I'm a hater.
I would like to see Jake Paul lose. I would like to see Jake Paul lose.
I'm a Jake Paul hater. I'm not going to lie.
Why don't we like
him? I'm not a Jake Paul hater, but I think Jake Paul is a smart, strategic.
I think he's very smart.
Brilliant businessman and a brilliant marketing man.
Yeah.
But I would like to see him lose in a boxing match, and I would like to see him actually
get his ass beat.
Be humbled.
Oh.
Yeah, no, but I think he is humble because he really only picks opponents he knows he can beat.
And that's not being humble.
Andrew Tate.
If he wanted to be humbled, bro, he would pick somebody that
he... No, he's already humble because he knows if he picked an actual boxer, he would lose. He wouldn't. He's not good enough. He knows that. And he knows that for a fact. So knowing that you're not that good is being humble. Knowing how good you are is being humble.
Was he an MMA fighter?
But it's like, why is he trying to pick fights with Tommy Fury?
No, Tommy Fury would beat him. He definitely would.
Dude, did you see last night?
Yeah, when he was like, I'll fight you right now.
Yeah, he was like, get in the ring or I'll come out there. And then Jake was like, because Jake was like talking mad shit. And then Tommy Fury was like, come here right now. And Jake didn't say a word.
Yeah, and then Jake was like, come here, come here. And then he started getting out of the ring, and they're like, stop, stop, stop.
Yeah.
And they stopped him. But yeah, he totally would miss.
Did you hear Andrew Tate and Jake Paul's conversation last night? Andrew Tate was like, you really want the smoke, young man. You want the smoke. I'll show you it later. Remind me.
You really want the smoke, young man.
You think you could take Aubrey on a boxing match?
Yes.
Really?
Why do you think that?
I used to box for 5 years.
Can we box?
Sure.
Are you down? You think you'll win?
Grab the gloves right now.
I don't know.
You think you'll win?
I think it's a fair fight.
I think I'd beat you in a fight. Not gonna lie.
We gotta get this for Goat Fam Extras. Me and GG boxing. I'll go easy on you though.
Oh, okay.
We'll just run bodies so we won't hit each other in the face.
Obviously.
No, I think you guys should go for the face.
Go for the face.
Dude, I mean,
imagine me and Gigi boxing. I just didn't have any holdback.
That would be silly.
Let's kickbox.
Kickbox?
Dude, if Andrew Tate kickboxes Jake Paul, he'll mess him up.
Yeah. All right, we're going to wrap this up. Gigi, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Remember, this is the audio-only version. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank everybody listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. Anybody else want to have something to say?
Nope. Go check out my YouTube channel, Cole Higgins.
You have a YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I think I saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah, my mom said you don't post TikToks, you only post shorts.
What?
I don't know. I guess
No, I post TikToks. I said I don't post TikToks where I'm like dancing and stuff.
Oh. All right, later.
Laters.